We've been looking at for the last couple of weeks now, God bless America again. And along with that, asking him to bless us again, we need to have some repentance and a lot of things on our side, because he has truly blessed us, and blesses comes along with responsibility. And I was thinking about the law, the teachers of the law back in the Old Testament, and what Jesus had to say in Matthew 5, that he came not to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. So I was thinking, how remarkable that God of the universe would actually want to communicate with us. We're creatures of a material, physical world to which we relate through our five senses, and now some scientists say we have a sixth sense. God is a spiritual being, and we in our physical state cannot see him, we cannot hear him, we cannot touch him. So how can we communicate with God, and how can he communicate with us? Through the Bible. Over several centuries, God has inspired a select number of people to write down what he felt that we needed to know about him and how he expects us to live. These writings have been collected into this book that we call the Bible. The Bible simply means collection of stories. Biblical stories, spiritual stories. Holy, yes, because it contains the sacred words of Almighty God in a miraculous way. The Bible speaks to each and every one of us with its truth, as we can apply them across generations and across cultures and across all life experience. How anybody in our modern day, me included, taking a long time for me to get onto the computer thing. But I was kind of forced into it when I went to Emory. The professor said, you can turn in handwritten papers as long as they're neat. Because if you remember when I was telling you my story, I couldn't type. And the reason I couldn't type, the typing teacher in school would come around the room and hit you across the knuckles with an 18-inch ruler if you were looking at the keys. So I said, okay, I'm just not going to learn. Well, I digress. But anyone buying a computer receives with it a little thick, well, not little thick, but a thick owner's manual. Now, most of us just read enough to get a thing up and running or to perform the basic tasks which we have acquired. But if we really want to be able to thoroughly understand the computer and all its capability, we must read the entire manual. Now, most of us never do this, so we miss out on a lot of what the computer has to offer. And when it comes to reading the Bible, most of us just sort of, you know, get by. I'm as guilty as any, especially over the years, but I'm getting much better about it. Well, yeah, preacher, you're supposed to, but it is. It's refreshing to read the Word of God. And when you do it daily, like in your devotions, you can thoroughly understand all God wants you to know. And you say, well, I tried all that, but I don't understand it still. Just say, Holy Spirit, teach me. And he will. He is, after all, the teacher. So, even with the car that we bought, our old car got hit by a deer, and we had to get another car. And the owner's manual for this Lincoln is as thick as my Bible. We've been learning about the car, and thank God for the guy that wrote the owner's manual. And he made it easy enough for understand. Sometimes you have to read it two or three times, and then, okay, let's see if this works and that works. But if we do, it usually works. So thank you for the people that God inspired to write down his words. Now, he did reveal himself audibly and spiritually to a lot of the people that it was able to write down the stuff that we have. And it's great. But the question always comes up this: can we truly trust the Bible as God's word? Well, in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true. and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It's sort of like looking in a mirror. It straightens us out and it teaches us to do right. Well, is the Bible reading a very delightful experience? Sometimes people take it as a, well, it's a drudge. I got to read a couple scriptures today. It is a wonderful, wonderful, delightful experience. In Psalm 19:10, it says, they are more desirable, talking about scriptures. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from a honeycomb. And it also reveals to us God's principles in our life, even right on down to music. All right, preacher, then so how often should we read the Bible? Well, in Deuteronomy 6:6, you got to commit yourself, it says, wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. The Bible is for daily reading and meditation, so continually doesn't mean reading the Bible just when we get around to it. We need to have discipline in order to do that. I know it's hard, especially in our day and time, we're so busy. But it comes down to this, why is it so important to read the Bible every day? Well, it says in Romans 17, I believe, Romans 17 something, it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you read the Bible, I like to read the Bible out loud because I like to hear it. Cassette tapes or CDs and that kind of stuff where people will have read the Bible and you can sit and listen to it. And when it gets into your spirit, I'll tell you what, it changes your life. It gives you some of the peace that passes all understanding. So reading the Bible gives us comfort. That's why it's important to read it. And God wants us to pass on His Word to others, teaching them as we have been taught. So what you learn, you need to pass it on. It's God giving us a command to pass on your faith stories to your children. Because as the word of life puts us at our point of need, and the word of life is always changing, not the word of God, but the word of life, you and I, we're always changing. So when we pass it on to others, that might give change to their lives too. I like to call it planting seeds. You know, so you don't have to be a Bible thumper. But to just sort of plant seeds and share your experience, your strength, and your hope that you have in Christ. Because all Scripture is inspired by God. And like I said, God will help you understand His Word. And you can find that in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. Look it up and you'll be blessed. Well, we thank you for tuning in to Pastor's Thoughts. And the Word of God is so important. You know, the Ten Commandments are important. We kind of just kind of, well, that's in the Old Testament. Jesus came to do away with them. No, our basic natural law in this country and our founding fathers and how we put together the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is Judeo-Christian based. So listen to some of our sermons. I know Phil has got them archived, so if you missed one or two, it's a good way to look at our history and to encourage one another that we truly do live in a country that is so special, so unique. Well, they call it extraordinary, and we are extraordinary. Now, we're not better than anybody else, but look at the freedoms that we have in this country. Well, I want to come into a prayer of agreement with and for all the people that's on the prayer list. Thank you, Phil, for keeping it up to date, and thank you for folks sending them in. But you heard me say many times, you know, it's prayer is an important part of our life, and you need to learn to pray yourself. Huh, how can I learn to pray? Well, you talk to people all the time. God is spirit, your spirit. Just talk to God. He wants to talk to you, and He talks to you through His Word and through the gift of the Holy Spirit. So as we come into a prayer of agreement with all the people that we know about that needs a touch, that's called prayer of intercession. You don't need an 800 number. You don't need a preacher or a priest or nobody. You can just say, Holy Spirit, come, I want to talk to Daddy today, and he'll give you the words, and just pour out your heart. That's what Jesus said, go into your prayer closet. And what do you mean by that? He already knows what you're going to be asking. He already knows what you're thinking. He already knows your needs. And if you feel more comfortable just going into your closet and pour out your gut, so to speak, and say, this is what I'm talking about, he'll hear you. Anyhow, I said all that. If you ever want to talk to me about prayer, give me a call or send me a text or something. I'd love to help you with it. But we do have a prayer that we close each segment with that Jesus taught to the disciples. Because they were wondering, because they spent a lot of time together. At the end of the day, they would stop and build a fire, they'd eat, they'd fellowship, and then Jesus would go off by himself. And a couple of the disciples were curious about that. So when he came back into the group, and Jesus, why do you go off there by yourself? Well, you know, I am God in the flesh. You guys know that because I told you. And since I am God, I am also in the flesh, and I experience everything that you guys experience. I get hungry, I get tired, I get lonely, and I need to talk to the Father. That's what I do. Can we do that? He said, yeah, sure can. Let me give you a prayer to use as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a good day.